When the novel coronavirus swept across the world, it changed almost everything on an international scale. This includes plans for the U.S. military and the people who serve. Specialist Ava Leonard knows this firsthand. She's a nurse with the 47th Combat Support Hospital on Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, and is one of the Army medical professionals working at a mobilized hospital inside the CenturyLink Event Center in Seattle. Leonard joined the Army just 2 years ago, leaving her job as a barista in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to follow in the footsteps of her father and brother.
So because it's kind of a family tradition. My dad was in the Air Force, I had a brother in the Marines, so I was always interested in the military from a very young age.
She said it has not been an easy journey. Soldiers in the military, like the rest of the country, have felt the sting of the coronavirus in their personal lives. Leonard just got married 1 week ago and had to cancel her honeymoon because of the outbreak.
It hits a little bit like closer to home with my husband, obviously, because we just got married and we just got a house. So he and I are sort of, it is what it is, but we'll get through it.
Leonard said for her, it's still worth it to be able to aid in this time of need. She chose to enlist as a nurse because of her desire to care for people.
This is like the whole reason why I joined, not only just to get a start in my career, but also to help people in our communities. And that's why I wanted to be a nurse in the first place.
Leonard said that she is doing what she loves, even though her family does worry about her working as a nurse in the midst of this medical crisis. Army units are preparing to take on overflow patients from hospitals flooded with coronavirus cases. The Army will be treating patients without COVID-19 for needs such as surgery and urgent care.
We really get to treat not just our own soldiers, we're also treating the communities that we live in and serve, so it's really exciting.
Leonard said she personally thinks of this time as one to come together and help one another, but also as a time tainted with sadness and uncertainty. The event center, usually reserved for festivities such as concerts and comic conventions, is now filled with rows of hospital beds and medical equipment. As uniformed soldiers kept their social distancing, they played light music in the background to fill the space, unusually quiet considering the size of the place and the fact that they were setting up equipment. While the structure is a bit non-traditional, the facility will have the same capabilities as a regular hospital, including labs, x-ray, and intensive care.
I know it sounds weird coming to a convention center to get treated by Army personnel, but our focus and our mission is still the same as the nurses that are in hospitals.
Leonard said being an Army nurse takes motivation and resiliency, especially in times like these.
You don't have to be an Einstein. That's not what makes a good nurse. What makes a good nurse is a nurse that cares from like the bottom of their soul.
For many soldiers, including Colonel Laura Elliott, the commander of the 62nd Medical Brigade on JBLM, setting up a hospital like this is a different experience than what they're used to.
We're used to being on a flat piece of ground that's muddy and rainy, and we're up in tents. So we create long corridors to care for patients here. It's a very open facility, so that definitely changes the aspect of care. And so we need partitions that we don't normally use in a field hospital, but we want here for that standard of care for patient privacy.
The Army is waiting on word from the State Health Department and FEMA before they will begin seeing patients. The mobilized hospital is not intended for walk-in patients. Elliott said there's no exact time frame for how long the Army mobilized hospital will be in operation.
We are prepared to stay here as long as we are needed and provide the support to the community.
Reporting from Seattle, I'm